No, not really. You know, again, it almost feels like this is a week-by-week watch. Last week we were talking about how it felt like it was imminent that he was going to step back onto the ice. Now, I checked yesterday, and I don't believe that he's done that yet.
That's not to say that he's not going to do it anytime soon. That's the next step in his rehabilitation process to see whether or not coming back to the National Hockey League is a reality. So I think we have to wait for that news first, and then, you know, see how his recovery process feels coming out of that, and you know, then, you know, bigger decisions are going to have to be made. I guess the concern would be, from Winnipeg's perspective, you know, what if this drags beyond the trade deadline? If it goes beyond the trade deadline, there's really nothing Winnipeg can do about it this season, and I suppose it won't matter. But you also can't utilize that cap space, you know, to try and bring in a bigger piece or pieces to help your blue line if all of a sudden, you know, Dustin Byfuglien, you know, decides that, no, I'm good to go in early March, and now you're stuck with his money coming back on the payroll.